Africa Global Radio. Our story, our growth, our future.
Okay, welcome to another episode of How Far Podcast. And trust me, I can't tell you people say we did go really far. As I always say, we try to get out to our people on the streets, at the community centers. I mean, wherever we can find individuals so we can have a conversation with them. This episode, for me, is very personal because we're about to talk about what kind of motivation fits a particular individual. Because we're all dynamic, we're all different in our own ways. Another thing is about your worthiness, your potential. How are you even able to identify these elements about yourself? It is on this note that I would be having an engagement with my brother Kushtain. He is a Ghanaian student motivator, youth transformational speaker, author of 3 books, and anti-drugs abuse advocate with Drug Free World in Los Angeles in the United States. With over 17 years, he has impacted and transformed the lives of over 500,000 people. Wow. And specifically students and youth across Ghana with this project. He sits with me right here, my brother Abdulrauf Kushtain.
Yeah, bro.
We actually call him Kishki. I want to know, how did you come by that name?
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity. Kish is one great orator in Egypt.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. He was blind and the guy was very, very good. Mm-hmm. Actually, when I was in school, I rapped like that speaker.
Okay.
So good, you know. So they call me Kishk. So I adopted the name Kishk because the scholars in the school and everybody was calling me Kish because they saw that I have the vibe.
The way you like, could speak.
Yeah, just like.
With all bravado.
That's it.
Don't be joking.
So because of that, I was called Kish. So in the process of calling Kish, I had a conversation with somebody at Zenith College where I spoke after finished speaking. There was a scholar there and he was trying to Arabize me the name Kishko. So that prompted me to go back to history to find out what the word Kish means. So when I went to the history and I found out that the word Kish comes from the word Kush.
Okay.
That is one of the African kingdom called the Kushite.
Kingdom called Kush. I heard of that.
Now it's part of Southern Sudan and not a part of Egypt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was the Kush. And
wow.
They were so powerful. They even have more pyramids than Egypt.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we talked about that sometime on Did You Know?
So
yeah. Yeah.
When I, you know, being a Pan-African, so when I discovered that that is the source of the name, then I say, why not?
Why not? Just carry it, man.
Then I'm Kush and trying to dagombalize the word. Then I add the Kushtain.
Kushtain.
Yeah, like when a dagomba say tain, like it's like a tap.
Okay.
So I came and found out the Kush also means black. Like the Nubian. You get it. Yeah. So the people in Kush were called Kushite. And you know, if you read about them, you can see that they were, I mean,
great people,
industrialists and everything. And that one alone has changed the way I think. And I want to replicate the Kushite philosophy.
Nice.
Yeah, that's the kind of life I want to live.
Wow. And trust me, for the lengthy period that I have known you, I know you to be that kind of guy who anytime he engages or he crosses path with a young person in the community, it's about motivation.
Yeah.
It's about telling you what you're capable of doing.
Yeah.
You know, some would say he's a spiritualist. Mm. Others would say, what is it? He be prophets.
Yeah.
But it just boils down to, why did you see that as a path to follow? You could have been anything, considering the fact that you're very vocal.
Yeah.
You spoke eloquently.
Yeah.
You could have been maybe a public relations officer, a communicator.
Yeah.
But yours is to impact the life of especially the young ones.
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Yeah. I think growing up in our own community, typical Medina,
right.
I had this kind of spirit always talking to young people.
Mm.
But I really thought it was something great. Mm-hmm. In actual fact, the community thought some of us were talkatives. You get it.
Too knowing.
Too knowing. And you get it. So we were just wallowing in our lives. Mm. We didn't know that it was something great that we can make use of. I went to engineering school. I did engineering close to 7 years. When I was in school, there was one thing that everybody tells me in the school. Hey, look, come on. You can be a preacher, you know. Because all of us, all we meet, anytime your conversation is about positivity.
It sparks a certain fire within us.
But still, I was not listening to them. I was not listening to them, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, mechanical engineer.
You're busy. It's an elite calculating thing, maths and all, man.
You get it.
Uh-huh.
I had an interaction with a teacher, and she spoke to me. Then I was doing accounting. After engineering, I went to accounting. In the accounting class, I had an opportunity to hear a woman who spoke into my life.
Mm.
As a young man, you are not meant for here. You have been given a voice to touch lives. From that day, I said, hey, look, no knowing that I have something special that I could offer than just running about. I just want to grab all the certificates and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So then it touched on me, and I just formalized to know that I was called to do the kind of work I'm doing. Because looking at where I come from and you come from, we come from the same home.
Absolutely.
A few years ago, if you hung me up in Madina and said, boy, you could alter a book, I'll say. So the woman, spoke into my life. And from that moment, it changed the way I think.
Wow.
And I felt that I have a responsibility to go back and tell the other young people that they are not waste products. That they can do greater things for Mother Ghana and Africa. I just had that kind of zeal for the close to 17 years or two decades. I felt if a son of a Grano Pace seller can be an author, if a son of a Grano Pace seller could impact a lot of young people, there are a lot of people in high positions in this country today, young people. And the person who just said, because you came to our school, you spoke into my life. You made me see something more bigger than myself. And you even made me believe in Africa. So I thought that this is my call. And for the close to 2 decades, I committed myself to it. And that is my inspiration, that we can do it. But somebody needs to speak to somebody.
Absolutely. I believe that the time you were being spoken to by the lady, it was also another igniting moment for you.
Yeah.
That was a moment where you go like, Charlie, it seems there's more to me than what I am doing right now. But some would say, so you've been to school.
Yeah.
You've mechanical engineering. Yeah. That's a top-notch, profession to actually have.
Yeah.
Accountancy.
Yeah.
Of course you know what it is.
Yeah.
But why would you tell someone's son or daughter, according to some parents, to if the school is not working, you can get into something else? But you went to school.
Yeah.
That's a question a parent would ask.
Yeah. It depends what kind of parents you are dealing with. You know, everything is schooling. It's you about choosing the right schooling you need to school.
Okay. Everything is school.
Everything is school. I talk to young people. I say, hey, everything is school. Music is school. Carpentry is school. Painting is school. Karate is school. Everything is cool. It's rather unfortunate in the part of the world. There are certain talent and skills up to now because we have not formalized school system.
So we don't see that. Yeah.
You get it. So that's the problem. The problem is that everything you want, if you're organist, people don't know that you can play organ and become a superhuman being.
Oh, yeah.
It's a school. Do you get what I'm talking about?
I like that
one. So it's all about giving the direction to the parent to understand that what your kid is doing is a school. If it is formalized well, you will see that somebody's a professor in music, in drums, in art. If not just gone by a century, people didn't know that art was a multi-million stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They didn't go. And when I go to senior high school, and that's the people most like talk to is the visual art people.
Okay.
This is the cause that nobody is paying attention. But I'm telling you, they are the essence of creation.
Wow.
They imagine and bring it to reality.
Absolutely. Think about the Mona Lisa painting.
I'm also a gifted
creative art as well. Yeah.
Anything you see, I wear. I decide what my book.
Covers everything.
Everything. I tell it because
the concept is from you.
It's from me because I have that kind of gifts too, and so it's the misinformation, a misinterpretation about what education and school is. That is messing our people. And the reason why we are in a mess now is simple, because doctors have become carpenters and carpenters have become doctors. So we are messing up things. Painters have become engineers.
Very solid points you just made. I mean, one would say, so how do I identify me if I don't meet the likes of Kushtain?
Yeah, I think that is the reason why we are writing. And we are also, why am I here? The reason why you're pumped out here is because I want somebody somewhere in the corner of Africa
absolutely
to hear something. You see, there is a story that I read and that my grandpa told me. Grandpa is still one thing. You know, he spoke about a kingdom in part of the northern region. Where after the king died, he had close to 20 wives. But the last wives, when they went and consult the wise men, they found out that the last wife kid, supposed to be the ruler. And he was there 3 years.
Wow.
So the other wife ganged together and said, hey, come on.
How's that possible?
Why should we?
We are the elders.
We gave birth to these cakes and stuff and what have you. And now you want to tell us that, man, we got to wait and somebody at 3 years need to be on the stool? That's not possible. So they ganged together and moved the woman out to the forest. Far away for her not to have a feel of any urban and what have you. They were in a forest close to 20 years. 25 years, the boy came back and took over the kingdom.
It was meant for him, obviously. That.
And listen to what grandpa said. The grandpa said that the old man in the town was saying, hey, how did this boy do it? Because he doesn't have all the skills.
Yes.
He doesn't have all the...
Yes, yes.
You get what I'm talking about? And grandpa said, it is not where you were born from. It is what you were told from where you were born from.
Wow, that's deep.
He was raised in a forest, but he was told he's a royal. He's a prince. He owns a kingdom. And because he has been told subconsciously... All his nervous system and everything communicate as a king.
As a king, yeah.
Waiting to be installed. That's the reason why. So the problem is that what we have been told is very, very important. The orientation we have in school is a crap thing. Even in senior high schools, we don't orient our young people. If the orientation is coming, it's all about insult. It's all about negative energy. And it kills dreams. It kills hopes in young people. That's why these guys, they go to senior high school and whatever, and come out hollow. They don't have anything in them. Because kids in America, I've been watching Orientation in America, and they tell kids, you need to change the world. But you have never heard that. Nobody has been telling you to change your family, even to change your community, even to change your nation.
And they're saying change the world.
They say change the world. So a child in Wall Street going to school and had a belief system that, man, I got to change the world by start changing America. That's the way they could build brands in the chemicals in America. In 10, 15 years, it takes over the world.
So we in our own little communities in Madina, Nima, we are equally capable of doing.
Why not? We are. Every corn seed has the capability to become a corn tree.
Wow. I like that one. Every corn seed has
the capability to become a corn tree. But if you put that corn tree on a silver seal, it will never grow.
It will never. I mean, no germination would take place, obviously. That would never happen.
And that is what is going on in our continent. We have great seeds, mango seeds. I mean, call all the seeds you can talk about. We have great ones. We have the Zuckerberg and what have you mentioned their name? Elon Musk. There are Elon Musks in the street of Accra. In Soweto, they are there. But the environment they find themselves...
It's toxic. It's not... It's a toxic
it
environment.
It doesn't give them that opportunity. But even still, a little young people are breaking the oars and telling a new story about Africa.
No big joke. We're still here. How Far Podcast with my brother, Brother Kushtain, right here from Ghana. And we're definitely speaking to every person across the length and breadth of the continent and beyond, even in the Black African diasporan community out there. I mean, our audiences would definitely enjoy some of these pieces, some of the nuggets that you're dropping. But the one other thing one would also like to know is, what kind of motivation fits an individual? Because we are the thousands of students that you speak to.
Yeah.
In various secondary schools, each and every one of them is unique.
Yeah.
but you speak to them from one source, which is you.
Yeah.
So how does that go a long way to impact these unique individual people in the crowd? Brother, yeah. You've done
sometimes,
over 500 times, I'm like, yo,
oh
boy.
You know, this thing with motivation, apart from where we have self-motivation, but we have general motivation.
Okay, okay.
You get it? As a speaker, when I stand on a pulpit, there is a single thing. Words are powerful.
Mm-hmm.
People want to know who they are, and they can only find it by the words you use on them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you meet a group of people and you say you are powerful, you are great, you have been gifted, mm-hmm. you have all it takes to rewrite the history of your family. That's all.
Mm.
Because the person will start questioning, mm-hmm. and through questioning, we get inventions.
Yeah. What am I built for?
You get it.
Why did he say I'm great?
I'm great.
Even when I feel worthless.
You get what I'm talking about. So when the person starts questioning, you know, he will start playing back and say, when I was a kid, I do this. I do this.
Now
you see, I play back when I was in Medina. Always I remember putting kicks together, talking to them, playing matches together.
Yeah.
You know, that time when Medina was not big like this, I control Romine. You know, everybody, guys are under me. You know, so now I'm playing back. I captured in my book when it comes to self-development. I said that when you start questioning and you start playing back and say, man, I was doing this, I was doing that. Man, come on, I could do this, I could do that. Pam, you are good to go. People just want to hear words of encouragement and they'll go find it.
Okay.
Words are so powerful that when they get the right information, it's just like when I told you, when they tell kids in America, you can change the world. And the boy go back and say, man, they say I can change the world. What am I going to do now?
Yeah.
Man, I can start some candy.
Yeah, candy shop, and before you know it, it's out of proportion.
Okay, hey, can I start Nike?
Yeah, I know, right?
That's how they started. So people started questioning because one of my mentors, Dr. Gia Pele, who at the age of 20 make his first $1 million in America, told me something that the American dream is a cliche. But they have tried our possible boys in any way to build like something in people. You get what I'm talking about?
Yo.
So that's it. But so, we are a group of people. I don't know what is going on. We can create some cliches. Some movements that could reorient the thinking of the young African, especially in the 21st century. We don't have excuse.
What do you think is the problem with that lack of self-confidence amongst the youth? Because if you look at the trend of the youth right now, brother, you can tell that we are inclined onto the Western culture. We've copied every single thing. I mean, every now and then he's on social media, he's on Twitter, TikTok, this and that, and everything that is happening in the Western world, and a continent that is well dominated by the youth.
Youth.
Looking at the
almost 42%,
the status quo right now, that most of the youth right now, the Gen Z, are looking to want to be like, you know, Nicki Minaj, Lady Gaga, Jay-Z, Is there hope?
There is hope. There is hope because if Global Radio is a Global Africa Radio,
okay,
there is hope.
Okay.
If there are voices like us, there is hope. You get it? And from the beginning, I told you something. Lack of information or misinformation has led many people to submit that certain people deserve better things in life, but not them.
Mm.
And they prefer to be photocopiers than to be original. You know, when they are talking about we are about 42% of having young people across Africa, we are not doing anything about it.
Nah.
Nobody cares. They only go to big parties and talk about it.
Oh, yeah,
with big sales,
yeah,
with grammar and statistics.
That's what
they do. But in practical terms, they have no plan. They have no plan to do something. And this is a common saying, if you don't have a plan, or if you don't plan, I mean, you plan to fail.
Yeah, true that.
So these young people need direction. We had mentors. There were people we look up, just seeing them. We feel, man, I can't do this.
Yeah,
but today they don't have them. So a community need to have a structure that can help to mentor these young people.
Mm.
And when they get that opportunity, I'm telling you, they'll be the most superb human beings ever existed.
Amazing.
I'm telling you, these are an AI generation. These kids are born with, I mean, IQ, different IQs. They are born with digital fingerprint. Somebody tell me, my daughter, I don't know why when he picks the phone. No, he was born in that generation.
She was
when
doing,
divinity was forming her, she came with the digital thinking.
That's true.
You see, divinity is so powerful that every generation with the caliber of human beings they give birth.
Yeah. Yes.
So the inventions of today and the invention of yesterday, they are different.
They match with whatever generation is
coming.
That's true. Because the Gen Z now are more inclined in technology, artificial intelligence than our time.
Our time. We have all the things we need to retell the African story. We have them. Now Africa has created a lot of wealthy people. It's all of them giving back strategically and find a cause that can transform young people. Stop dumping your money in buildings when you have not built a human being. You get it.
Right.
I go to villages and I see kids sitting on woos, on blocks.
On stones and all.
Stones. But when this guy gets right information, right empowerment, the reason why he was born, what this guy would do on a stone, a child on a table cannot do it. And that is why you can see it from the kids from northern region.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them, you go see their schools, you run. A child has never seen any textbook before.
No, not even a whiteboard.
But he crashed you in the University of Ghana, and you know that, man, this guy is loaded. It is the information. So information is so powerful and so key. But I told you, for misinformation, it's like the miseducation of the black Negro. There is a book like that.
Wow.
But when we get right information, that's what I believe. Who I am today, boy, is because of the certain information that I got.
You had access to.
Certain book that I've read. Do you get it? So it has shaped the way I think. Nkrumah has let me believe that everything is possible.
It's possible.
Because when I look at the negotiation power of that young man, hey, come on. And do you know that there is a research that says that Nkrumah was 350 ahead of his generation?
Yeah.
A different brain altogether?
I heard.
And we have
like
Nkrumahs on the street of Accra, in Tamale, everywhere across Africa, in Lagos.
Harnessing them is another issue.
It's another thing. And what they just need is the right information. Maybe some boy in Kenya now is listening and say, hey, man, I heard that guy saying something. Man, I got to do something with my life, man. I got to do something. I mean, young people, and some people say, because I didn't go to university. I say, hey, man, the best university in the world is YouTube.
Just
stop wasting your time, man, and go to your university center that's become a fashion center.
Oh, yeah. Everybody wants to get in with a new
fashion trend. The reality is that they have not been oriented well. When you're going to Harvard, you know why you're going there.
Oh, yeah.
When you're going to MIT, you know what? When you're going to Oxford, you know. Well, when you're going to Lagos, what are you going for? Do you just want to meet people and say, I'm in Lagos?
Well, that's the lingua franca. I'm in Lagos, so, you know, that's just...
Do you get what I'm talking about? So I believe in information, right information, motivation, inspiration. It can totally transform. And I've seen, look, there is a boy, he wrote, he said, 22 of my life totally changed. Well, I remember when you walk into our school for orientation. After you spoke, I sat back and said, hey, man, I got to do something with my life. He said, from that moment, just the message that he got, he totally changed the way he is. He said, man, if this boy comes from Medina, where I come from, and he can even swag, look at his English. Ah, man, come on, then I can do better than him. And I'm telling you.
You just need to get that right energy.
Right energy. Right information. And the guy, I'm telling you, he has become something at the age of 21. He's currently working with one of, United Nations organization.
Wow.
Why? Because he got the information earlier.
The right information.
People are still singing and dancing, forgetting, waiting to be age 21 before they discover themselves. No. 10, 14, 15 years.
You should be able to. Yeah. You should be able to identify yourself at that
younger
age.
If you knew radio was in you, you started doing it.
Oh, way back, man.
You get what I'm talking about?
Way back.
So that is the orientation I want young Africans to understand. There is no time because there is a syndrome in Africa called I'm waiting. Hey, hello. Oh, I'm waiting for BEC. Oh, I'm waiting for SSE. Oh, I'm waiting for university form. I'm waiting for national service.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm waiting for job. God damn it. There's no job, bro.
You are the job.
That's it.
You are the job, man.
I mean, instead of I ask you, hey, what are you doing? Oh, I'm volunteering in our community.
You don't wait. You can die any moment. That's what people must understand. If you have a day, I tell people, if you have opportunity to be in school, it's a great opportunity to give all out in there. So that you can become impactful.
Right.
And we need to even start teaching people to start living their life before their life.
Wow.
Why should you study psychology and you are still there waiting 4 years before you practice psychology? You must practice psychology now from level 100. At least there is a junior high in your school in your community that you can go there and volunteer and do counseling and do a little bit therapies in there.
Oh, yeah.
Life is all about impact.
Oh, yeah.
So this is what we need to psych our kicks up. Because I meet people, they say, I'm doing banking. Actually, can you mention 5 banks in Ghana? Best banks, they don't know.
They just sit behind the teller table counter and just, but they can. So it's like people are fixed in the wrong places.
That's it. And I was speaking to one vibrant young Ghanaian who is currently in UK. Maybe I will try and link you up one day. You have him on your show via line. He's currently the head of Cocoa Board UK. Yeah, and he's a brother. And we were having a long conversation about we and Africa and our people. And I asked him, boss, you know, you have been there.
Yeah.
You know, you go to the big minties, you know, you meet all the blue chips companies in the world. I want to know, what do you think is our problem? It's a lack of focus, lack of consistency, and lack of direction. And we don't know what we want. He said, because when you know what you want, you are focused on what you want, you are consistent on what you want. Even if it takes 2 decades, it's going to come.
It's going to come. Yeah. I like that one.
But he said, it is rather unfortunate. We are so into things which will not build our dreams. People know music more than the course they study. They know soccer than their work.
Why not focus your energy on soccer?
If you want to be a soccer water view, study that. But you cannot be studying geography and you know more Manchester than geography. In 10 years, which one are you going to work for? At the end, you want geography because you feel you have a geography degree. So when they say you should bring a CV,
that's what you're going to write.
And in your CV, I know you are so sensible that you will write that my experience. I can argue over Manchester where we score in 1620 and 1333 and we take this court in 1744. And geography is your course. That will feed you in next 10 years. And the actual geography, you don't have a clue, bro.
I'm sorry, but this is just the blatant truth by my brother. Fortunately for some of us who are able to identify that there's a direction we need to follow. There is a roadmap. There needs to be a blueprint, a deliberate plan.
Yeah.
If we really want to be seen as a generation with impact, as you said, life is about impact.
Yeah.
It's about what you've done.
Yeah.
We talk about the likes of Sekou Toure, Kwame Nkrumah, Marcus Garvey, because of the impact.
Yeah.
The Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, because of the impact they have on us today.
People don't talk about their garages.
No, but what they've done positively. Yeah. But what about you and I?
Mm-hmm.
What's the impact going to be like? Mm-hmm. I'm sure my brother Christian, when he's out of Medina someday, he's somewhere we can... Oh man, Christian really did something in our community. Mm-hmm. He really changed our lives.
Mm-hmm. When I got into speaking as a professional speaker, what I found out that what I could do is to speak to students. Because that is the first place that you can help.
Yeah.
That is where they form.
That's the formative,
moment. So I started speaking to junior high schools.
Okay.
Speaking on academic tenacity mentoring program, trying to reshape their thinking and let them understand a bigger perspective about education and let them understand that education is not about you. The purpose of education is more powerful than your own personal fulfillment.
Right.
So you can look at the motto of my organization is called Reorienting the Mind, because I want the mind to be reoriented. So when I started speaking to the schools, go to schools, I'm in rounds, you know, I've taught more than 500 junior high school across this country. And one day I was in a school and I spoke to some group of students. After that, one girl said, "Sir, what you tell us or when we get back home, we can't get it again. So what you are telling us, can you put it in a form of a book so that when we get back home, because there's too much negativity at home."
At home, yeah. But we need a reminder.
A reminder. So that was in 2011.
Whoa.
And I brought my first book, How to Be a Better Student.
Oh, nice. Okay.
But this is not a formal book. It's an informal book that takes the child's thinking out of the four corner of the classroom to see a bigger picture about what schooling is and why he needs to school. Formal books don't tell you anything. Nothing don't ginger you. You read them, it's hollow. Can you tell me a book you read in school and you feel you should fly? You get
I get that. You know,
we are
it's just a fictional story and then you're good to go.
You get what I'm talking. So that's my first book. So that girl gave me that inspiration.
Mm. The one who inspires got inspiration as well.
Yeah. Oh, you know, see, sometimes I do write. I said the motivator have been motivated.
Yes. Yeah.
You get it. And I'm telling you, when I'm motivated, I need it more than you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, come on, bro.
Absolutely. I'm telling you, because one would ask you, so how do you get the zeal to talk to me? What pumps you?
What pumps you? Because what you are getting, I'm getting more. When I'm pouring all this thing on you, it's like an ocean of me too.
Wow.
And it's like kindness. Nobody has ever give kindness and never got it back.
Yep.
So that brought me into writing.
So you wrote that.
Then I wrote that book.
Mm.
And being so good, and I built a home out of that book.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's what young Africans also don't understand, authorship. That's why, you see, I say entrepreneur.
Uh-huh,
how you can use authorship to create employment for yourself, to make a living.
So everything is sellable.
It's sellable if you just have the strategy.
Mm. And
so I wrote How to Be a Better Student. Man, superb, good book.
Wow.
I still meet people. I met somebody at Golf House.
Uh-huh.
He's a first class student in economics. When he saw me, say, "Hey boy, you see that your book? If like we read it earlier, if Charlie, there is something more than A, we'll
get
it."
Wow.
Yeah. So I have people who would let me know, I still have the book. When you came to our school, 2012, 2013, people still have it.
Yeah.
And some people, they even don't want to give the book out. And you are no more even in school. You just give it to somebody in junior, senior high to pump the person up. So it gingers me.
Wow.
And I sort of, now I started going to the right and I found out, man, people have problem passing exam. So I write strategically. I just don't write.
You something informs your writing.
Writing and strategically.
Mm.
A book which is going to be viable, which is going to solve people's problems.
Problem.
People want their problem to be solved. So when you write books that will solve people's problem, they want to buy the book. Any sensible student will want to be a better student. Can pick it up for 5 cedis, for 10 cedis.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that people were having challenge with exam.
Mm.
So I wrote How to Pass Your Exam. So I gave the child a proper perspective of what an exam is and how to prepare so that you can write a better exam.
Mm.
Then I came with another book, The 5 Commandments of Becoming a Successful Student. And this book, I spoke at ATTC after I finished, and the assistant headmaster got the copy of the book. I was there when he called me and said, "Young man, you see this 5 commandment?
Mm-hmm.
It's not meant for students, it's meant for life."
Well,
if you can change it and say 5 commandment of becoming a successful person, you see, all the 5 commandment that you showed in is a done deal. Whoever works with it, his life is going to be total change. And that book was recommended by GES.
Wow.
I sent it out. That's the book.
Oh, wow.
It's recommended by GES for junior high school or senior high school, vocational schools, and what have you, as a supplementary reader. As I'm telling you, it's open. It gives the child a different perspective.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
There is a boy who called me after reading this book in Tamale, and he was in tears. He said, "Sir, thank you for coming to our school. Do you know what? I just read the book, and I read the story of Alhassan and Dani in the book.
Oh boy.
He went to senior high school without his shoe, without his troubles, and is able today to become a banker. And today, me, my dad, and my mom provide everything to me.
What's
and I'm still
excuse?
Giving excuse. Sir, thank you very much. I'll be a better person. Just reading the book. So that is what motivational books does, personal development books.
Mm.
It's let you think. You can be reading and you put it down and you start thinking.
Yes, yeah, you start imagining like, yo. Yeah, I get that.
And I've gotten testimony on the books. There was a day I was so broke. No bank account empty, everything empty. So disturbed. And you know, I'm doing non-profit. So broke. I say, oh God, why me? My phone rang. I just ping. Hello, is it? Brother Christy, I say, yeah. Oh, sir, thank you. I'm calling for Volta Region. Your book has made me, now I can learn and I will become something. I told my mom. Well, I started sharing tears. I say, I have something.
That's more of a value.
For value.
Wow.
Impactful account.
Yeah.
And that is how it is. So this one, it was recommended in 2014.
Oh, wow.
Something came, you know, speaking to students, writing all about students, and also speaking to youth organizations. I mean, church choirs and moxes and everywhere. I remember once, my first pay I will get as a check was when I spoke at Revenue Service.
Okay.
At just Okpongolo, I had a guy. The guy fills me off. He brought me there to speak to their staff. I fired the staff up, you know, and I was stiff with something. But there was a guy there. He said, man, do you speak to church? I said, hey, man, I speak everywhere. If you got a prostitute and give me a call, I will come in. And after that, somebody said, man, I'm a better person now.
Absolutely. Yeah. Because you're looking to just make that change.
Yeah. A twist. You let a person know you are bigger than prostitution. You are bigger than the cash you are getting. That's the reality. It's just a choice you have made.
Absolutely.
And if you decide to unchoice the choice you have made, things change for you.
Yeah. Unchoice it, man. I like that one.
What? But that's it. So yeah. A guy said, hey, man, can you speak to our church? I said, hey, boy, I'm in there. Ibri Mountains. I went in there, the church elders and everybody. Say, man, where did you got this boy? And you know who are we? And some of them even think I was a Christian because, you know, I was just writing the Bible, you know, the quotation of, because I know my audience. I have something when I'm going to speak to a specific audience.
Come on,
I know I'm speaking to people who believe in the Bible. So I need to load it with the Bible quotations so that I get in there and they could field me so that I could get the connectivity with them. That's my first check that I got on my profession for the close to 12 years that time.
Wow.
Get paid with the church. I put it on my front.
And you were like, yo.
Oh, man, guys. These guys have understood the business, bro.
Wow.
So talking to youth and other things and my experience for close to a decade. Formally, it's more than a decade. Formally, 17 years. I registered my organization in 2007. Till today,
that's like Fata Africa.
Fata, even 18 years now. But we were doing it before formalization.
Before then, yeah.
The woman came upon my life for the formalization.
Okay.
Because we're doing it, roaming with Opele, and the brothers were going
Abubakar
to villages,
and all.
Abubakar talking to schools,
Makarantes
and stuff. But formalizing 2007. So over 2 decades. So over my 2 decades, there are people who ask me, boy, how did you do it?
How
I don't know why. What is keeping you moving? More, you don't have a car. More, you don't have all the things. I mean, why? What is going with you? I want to do something like that. I want to be moved by something that gave birth to awakening the power of your youthfulness.
Wow.
6 keys in achieving your
goal.
These are the 6 keys that I've hold on to that I believe every young person across Africa, when he follows these 6 keys, he's going to discover something great about himself and he'll become more powerful, more impactful. So this is my 4th book that I've written. And this one for my experience in youth empowerment, inspiring young people, and also getting mentorship from great people. The book I've read, these are the powerful 6 keys that I believe every young people, when they pick up the book systematically and follow, and it ends with some kind of questionnaires and stuff, you can rediscover yourself. And if you have discovered it already,
that's fine.
You can superpower yourself.
Nice, nice. 6 keys. Could you just give us a top notch?
No. So let's say the first key is called self-belief.
Okay.
If you don't believe in your staff, nobody is going to believe it. If you don't believe in yourself, nobody
will believe in you. Yeah, totally agree with that one.
It is scientifically proven.
Proven. Okay.
Biblically proven. Quranic proven. Philosophically proven, as man thinketh, so is he. And Quran said it so beautifully. He said, God never changed the condition of the people until they change themselves. So it starts with the mind.
With the mind. The mind. So I like that one.
So self-belief. So the chapter, the first key teaches you how to develop a new belief system. We call it belief system. You are the reflection of your belief. You become your beliefs.
Yeah.
If you believe I'm broke, you get
You'll be broke.
You believe I'm not smart, you're not going to be smart. You believe the white is better than you. No, that's what you believe in. But until you have a shift as a young African, you need to have a belief system that says, man, we are all human beings.
Right.
We have all been endowed with skills and capabilities to rewrite the story of the world.
Just identify it. Nice.
It must come with the belief first. When the belief set in, it's like you're cleansing the brain. You're cleansing the mind. Do you get it? So they say, what a man can vividly see and believe it can achieve.
Yeah.
You need to see your future from your mind's eye. And this is what young Africans need to understand. So there's something we call auto-suggestion when it comes to believing. You need to have some words to describe yourself every day in the morning. I'm better. I'm smarter. I'm greater. I'm going to become the next Nkrumah. I'm going to start talking to yourself.
Yeah.
That's the way they say, beware of your words.
Because your word can make you and unmake you.
It becomes your character.
Right.
Beware of your character. It becomes your destiny.
Wow. Very powerful.
Very powerful. So that is the first.
Mm-hmm.
And the second is called self-development.
Self-development.
Self-discovery. You must discover who you are. The day you were born. I was born in 17 October. I'm a liberal. I have a vocal voice. I can speak when you hate it. You
Fine.
Just hate it, but you still feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, man, but I feel the guy, Charlie. But I feel it.
Yeah, right.
I know who I am. I know the day I'm a Saturday born. I'm powering the earth. So in the self-discovery, this is what young Africans need to do. Self-discovery. First, you get to be the first key, believe. Second is self-discovery. Discover who you are. For a long time, I didn't know I have a gift of voice.
Mm.
I never knew that my voice could impact life.
The lives, yeah.
Could speak into life. But I've discovered it. And let me tell you, everybody has something great to discover. I don't know, sometimes I comment, you know.
Yeah, I see them. I see them.
I know it's here, but boy, this voice is for BBC.
Right.
Get it right, bro. Africans don't know talent. I sometimes sit down and I watch you and say, hey, can anybody sensible say, man, can I pick this boy?
That's a fact.
I say that
it's
it is.
It's true.
Because I see talents and people even get shocked and ask me, so nobody's calling you? Like they ask, hey, so any big man from the party calls you and say, hey, young man? No. They don't see because greediness has taken over.
Yeah,
jealousiness has taken over. So when he sees the boy, he says, man, you are not even in the same field.
The
boy is too good.
Yeah.
No, don't bring him along. You are a fitter. I'm a speaker. Why should we fight?
Why should we
so
clash
in the
here?
Realm of self-discovery, that is the second key, which every man must pass through. The knowledge of self. Ask critical questions. You can discover yourself by hearing what people tell you.
Okay.
Say, in their moment in your life, you must believe the belief other people have on you before your own beliefs comes in.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
people
deep.
See, like they saw it. I wrote it in the book. In school, people tell me, man, you are a great communicator. You could be a motivational speaker.
So people told you that even before. Years,
people will say, look, I can get up in the class. What have you? Even when the grammar is not well arranged, but people will still feel the vigor. The vitamins are in.
Yeah, they're working. Adrenaline is pumping.
That's it. So people started seeing it. And people say, hey, man, somebody told me, you got to be a lawyer, man. You are too good.
Yeah, yeah, man, that one too.
Your ability to express yourself. So in the book, it will tell you sometimes you need to ask people, you close people.
Yeah.
It's one of the methodology of discovering self-discovery.
Ah, okay. Right.
Meditation in the book, it tells you. And that is what every young African first self-believed. And I'm not saying it because I'm trying to please you. The reality is that you are so powerful. You are a powerful human being. The brain in Elon Musk is the same brain in you. Maybe yours is in carpentry. Yours is to use your voice.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King didn't invent a car. He uses
his voice. Yes.
Everybody get a stuff that he can do. Self-discovery.
Mm-hmm.
And the down, you come to the third key.
Mm.
Self-develop. When you discover, you must develop it.
You have to.
It must be a personal responsibility. And that is what a lot of young people don't want to do. My library is wealth than my phone. My library is close to 8,000 Ghana City stock of books. My bed under all is books. When I found out that this is my stuff, that is my gift,
that is
I started investing in myself.
Yeah.
And self-development is the key. It's your personal responsibility. So in the book, I'll tell you how to personally develop yourself. Who are the people you need to follow?
Mm-hmm.
When I found out that I'm going to be a speaker, so man, I got to know all the best speakers in the world.
In the
Les
world,
Brown,
yeah.
The Jimmy Rohn.
Mm.
I know them. They are paid $100,000 per speech. If you ask me, it's just recently I got to know who Mercy was. Excuse me? Wallahi, I didn't
For
know.
For real?
I'm telling you. Ghana will play ball and finish and I've not watched. I'm not against football, but I'm so...
You are buried in something that concerns you.
Concerns my life.
Mm.
I want to leave a mark. I'm not playing football. I want to use a voice.
Mm.
I want to say next 20 years, you see me on the world platform, changing people's life. That's my goal. Messi has discovered his own to dribble people and score. And take money. That is own. Me, I'm working on mine. I can't spend all my energy describing his own and how powerful he is. And mine is not. It's not working.
Developed. Yeah, that's a fact.
So maybe I'll leave it here and you tell audience if you just you grab a one.
Just get yourself. Yeah, yeah. To be honest, I just leave it there and just go get yourself this particular. Is it also online? Is it something you get
mostly online? We don't have a hard copy. Mm. I have an e-book platform called The Kush Books. The Kush Books. Yeah.
Okay.
TheKushBooks.com.
Okay.
TheKushBooks.com. When you get in there, you can pick it up. This is like $3.
Wow.
$2.5, I think. Yeah.
Awaken the power of your youth.
And you can buy it across Africa, any part of Africa you are. Mm. You can pay through Momo or you pay through card.
And then
you
you're just good get to go.
These are the things for, and this is try and test it. That is my life. That is the principle that I follow. Because people ask me, how did you do it? And these are the 6 keys. Mm.
But one question we would ask is, if it works for you, would it necessarily work for someone else?
Yeah, there are certain principles that works for everyone.
Okay, neutral things. Like
self-belief.
Yeah.
Nobody has gotten to the top 10 without belief. That's it's scientifically proven.
Proven.
It's philosophically proven.
Religiously.
Even in African tradition, in Africa, in my mother tongue, they tell you, if you think right about yourself,
you would always be right. Mm. Yeah.
It's in the African culture.
Yeah.
You get it.
Yeah.
So belief system, when you just get a positive belief system and it changes, you are good to go.
Mm.
That is the rule. I've seen people who have spoken to 20, 30 years, 12 years ago, they never believe that they could be somebody. In as much as being in school, going to school.
Mm.
Look, I once spoke in UPS and level 400 student.
Mm.
I'm telling you, the comment is that, me myself, I don't know what I am. I'm confused.
Charlie.
They were just writing it. But that moment, what they had, they say, hey, man, these are principles.
Mm.
If it is Einstein believing in stuff. If it is Kantanka, he believes in stuff. If it is Otabel, he believes. If it is Chief Imam, he believes.
They just believe in one area.
If Shatawale, double belief. The guy believes in self. He doesn't know even how to believe himself. If it is Beam Nation, he believes in himself.
I
don't grudge the guys. I grudge the followers. Because you don't know yourself.
You don't know yourself, yeah. You're just following what they believe
in. Shata know what he is. I know my level. I went to a barber and the guy was playing some raga. You know, I'm a guy, you know, from the raga, you know, reggae stuff, right there. You know, and I hear some of the rhythm. I ask, who is that? He said, stop. I said, man, what a talent. What a gift. That's his stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So he's doing, you, what are you doing? You can just be supporting. No. Don't be supporting. You to be somebody.
Do something. Yeah.
And you too can do something.
Absolutely.
You get what I'm talking about. So these 6 keys I'm talking about.
Mm.
It has been practiced by all the great men and women in history.
Mm.
This is what they did.
Mm.
Jesus believed in himself. Muhammad believed in himself.
Right.
They believe in themselves and they believe in the cause.
Mm, yeah, yeah.
And they discovered.
They followed.
And everybody would tell you, I discovered I was a football person.
Yeah, yeah.
I was a broadcaster. I know.
Yeah.
I felt it.
I was built to do this.
That's how it is.
Wow.
So if you don't believe in your... And the reason why we are where we are as Africans is our belief system. Up to now, the most elite among us even don't believe we can solve our problem.
That is a nugget. That is a nugget. Brother Kushtain has been gracing our studios today on Health Hour Podcast. Chale, my people, no be easy. You get plenty of things where we go feed too. And all we need to do is believe.
Yeah.
How I wish we could go on and on.
Yeah.
To be honest, they say less is more.
Yeah.
And a word to a wise, as they say, is enough.
Yeah.
Brother Kushtain has been on How Far Podcast with me, a transformational speaker, author. He's also an anti-drug abuse advocate with a Drug-Free World, all the way in the United States, Los Angeles. He's the founder of Fata Africa, member of the Ghana Association of Writers, and a fellow Global Goodwill Ambassador and Young African Leaders Initiative Network. He was also awarded one of the most 100 influential persons in the world by the Opportunities Hub in Nigeria. Chale, social media, where can we go get you, man?
Oh, man, you know, the normal handles, you know, on Facebook, you get me Brother Kushtain.
Mm.
You can get me when you go on Instagram.
Mm.
You can get me when you go on Twitter.
Mm.
There, when you go in LinkedIn.
Mm.
I'm in there. And I think the name is so unique. So
absolutely. Brother Kushtain. Brother Kushtain.
So people should watch out. Boy, we want to take the Kush brand. The African story. We need to tell the African story by creating brands.
Mm.
so that people, kicks will wear clothes, people will wear caps and stuff, watches, and know that, hey, man, these are great grandfathers.
Absolutely.
So what are we coming, bro?
We are coming. And I believe we would have more Brother Christian on this platform, man, because this is what the youth need out of you. Thank you very much. We're back with another episode next week. I mean, it's just going to be more of what's happening around our community. I am Barry, and thanks to Brother Christian once again for passing through. This is the Hellfire Podcast. This is where we say bye-bye, au revoir, salam alaikum.
This is an Africa Global Radio production.